रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 52. विभीषण इंटरसीड्स. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. एट दीस वर्ड्स ऑफ मारुति रावण वाज बिसाइड हिमसेल्फ विद रैथ एंड रोड आउट एन ऑर्डर किल फॉर मी दिस रेच ऑफ अ मंकी. विभीषण हर्ड इट एंड सेड टू हिमसेल्फ अलास. Is it the fault of the messenger if he puts forth correctly what his master sent through him? It is most unjust to deal death to this emissary. But my brother Ravana is mad with fury. Very soon he will put this monkey to death. Let me think out the best plan in these circumstances. He thought deeply over it and came to a decision. Most valiant and courageous of heart, not a shadow of fear clouded his mind at the thought of opposing the Rakshasa king. Most skillful of speech, he was dead certain that he would carry out his purpose. So he bowed in low reverence to Ravana and spoke to him words of healthy advice as dictated by peaceful means. O ruler of the destinies of the Rakshasa world, stay your hand, put away anger from you. Let not your mind be troubled. Pay careful heed to my words. Monarchs who are wont to discriminate keenly between justice and its opposite will not set their hearts upon putting to death ambassadors, emissaries, and messengers of other kings. Lord, this one is such a messenger. He is but a puny monkey. To kill him is against the rules of kingly polity. It will bring down the rebuke and condemnation of everyone. And it ill becomes your strength and valor and fame. You are well versed in the knowledge of duties, the rights and privileges of all beings, a past master in political science, an excellent judge of right and wrong, standing head and shoulders above others in the knowledge of the inner truth of things, ever careful to remember the slightest act of benefit from others. Should such a wise man like you give way to anger? It is but dry work and a waste to study the sciences. You are the holder of the destinies of the entire Rakshasa world. You have but to put forth your hand and all your foes are nowhere. I see no one that could take his place by you in every respect. I pray you to deign to keep your hand from perpetrating this useless crime. Let us first make careful and detailed inquiries of this case and then, if necessary, punish him out accordingly. Ravana heard him out, but his anger was yet blazing and he replied to Vibhishana, You count yourself as one of the most valiant and yet you speak thus. Is it a crime to slay criminals? And have you seen any other who is a greater criminal? So it is most proper that he should be done to death. Now Vibhishana was endowed with very high order of intellect and said to himself, Alas, the words of my brother are entirely dissonant to right and justice. Anger makes him forget himself, and the bad and the wicked men about him delights in such cruel deeds. Yet I must speak out at any cost. Then he addressed himself to his elder brother and spoke to him words of highest import. O Lord of Lanka, I pray you to extend your kindness and forbearance unto me. I pray you pay heed to my words that are not dissonant to the great aims of life. The wise say, a messenger should never be put to death at any time or at any place whatsoever. Should he say, this one is something else besides a messenger. He is our mortal foe who has destroyed our friends and enemies. So it is no crime to punish him as he deserves. I admit he is our foe. I admit he has done us great harm and has put upon us black disgrace. I admit that if we allow him to grow in his power, he will destroy us entirely. But I contend at the same time that we should not kill him, as he is an emissary from another king. The wise have devised many a way of punishing messengers. Mutilation of limbs, the lash and the whip, the shaving of the head, and such other methods of punishment as will leave their permanent marks upon him, are laid down in these cases, but not death. Now, you are unrivaled in your knowledge and practice of the aims of life. You have views settled and reasoned out after a careful examination of what is good for you and otherwise. And if you dip your hand in crime, carried away by your anger, how could other men of might restrain their rising wrath? I see no one who is your equal in the careful analysis of duty and worldly wisdom and in the close and deep study of the inner secrets of our sciences. You and you alone stand towering over the Devas and the Asuras. I can see no good accruing from the death of this monkey. It would be more seemly if we deal out that punishment to him who sent this monkey messenger. He who is sent out by a foe, be he a good man or be he otherwise, is yet the servant of another. He but acts as the mouthpiece of another. It ill becomes us to kill such a one. For if this one dies under our hands, I see no other who could leap over this vast waste of waters and come to us. There would be no one to carry back the news to our foes, Rama and Lakshmana, and bring them over here to fight with us. They have till now been prevented from coming here, those cruel ones, only because the way is so long and difficult. If we let this monkey go, he will somehow or other bring them over here, and then it would be easy work to kill them too. The Devas and the Asuras, rejoicing in their plenitude of valor, enthusiasm and courage, can never dream of defeating you in battle. The Rakshasas look up to you to fulfill their highest aspirations and ambitions and bestow joy, peace and plenty upon them. And it is all unjust for us to deprive them, our beloved Rakshasa warriors, of the joy of a fight with Rama and Lakshmana, for which they are eagerly waiting and for which their hands are itching. Your armies are entirely devoted to your greatness and welfare, most valiant, bound to you by bands of steel through the honors, the rewards, and the benefits they have received at your hands, born of the highest lineage, most skillful in executing the affairs entrusted to them, veterans grown gray in war, of undaunted courage and heart, and gifted with many an excellence besides. So, send them forth, your Rakshasa millions, against the fools, Rama and Lakshmana, to put the disgrace upon them that they did to you, and let them have a taste of your greatness, might and power. Ravana, the lord of Rakshasas, was mighty enough and strong to make the Deva host cry out for mercy. Yet the words of Vibhishana fanned his ego and was very pleasant to him and healthy, and thus found acceptance in his heart. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunate Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.